This is the sermon prepared for the fifth Sunday in Lent, called Passion Sunday 2020. The principal reading for today is the Gospel, which is John chapter 11, verses 1 to 45. Also, if you go to our Anglican, St. Paul's Anglican Church, Athens website, you will find there a very brief form of morning prayer, which you can use to accompany this sermon. In our Anglican calendar, the fifth Sunday in Lent is referred to as Passion Sunday. I think Anglicans are unique in doing this, and indeed Roman Catholics use this title, but they apply it to the Sunday that we call Palm Sunday. In the Anglican tradition, Passion Sunday begins a change of Lenten mood. It's a valuable nuance as we move towards the closing weeks of the 40-day holy season of Lent and begin our journey towards the most holy week in our Christian calendar. We are still unfolded, though, within the 40 days of this holy season. We have a long Gospel reading for the liturgy set this morning, John 11, verses 1 to 45. The raising of Lazarus has a profound bearing on our preparation for Holy Week, and this miraculous story of raising a human from the dead is a precursor to the great mystery of Christ's resurrection, in which all death is conquered. In the Orthodox tradition, the Saturday before Palm Sunday — Palm Sunday in Orthodoxy is the 12th of April this year — that Saturday is referred to as Lazarus Saturday. And here are some words from the Vespers of Lazarus Saturday. "We have completed the 40 days that bring us spiritual profit. Now we ask your love for us. Grant us to celebrate the holy week of your suffering and death, so that in it we may glorify your mighty works and your purpose for us, too great for words. May we sing in unison, glory to you, O Lord." This year, the 40 days of Lent will never be forgotten, for it has been marked by the deadly advance of the coronavirus, COVID-19. And in so many countries, for public health reasons, we have been denied public worship. Many public places have been undergoing a deep clean to help fight the virus. This Holy Lent has been for us believers as a deeper clean than usual. Returning from my father's funeral in Scotland, Lynn and I were automatically placed under a 14-day quarantine. Well, at least it was not 40 days, because this is what the word quarantine means. The word comes from the Latin quadriginta, meaning 40, via Italian quarantina. The word quarantine in English usage was applied to the number of days a widow was allowed to remain in the home of her dead husband before being evicted. And in medieval Venice, the word was used for the number of days a ship with a diseased crew was prohibited from entering the port. The origin, of course, is the 40 days of Christ's temptation in the wilderness. On the edge of the Judean desert near Jericho, on a site first identified by Empress St. Helena, is the Mountain of Temptation, later named by the Crusaders as the Mons Quarantina. There is a Byzantine monastery there, perched precariously on the side of this final mountain range of the desert, before the land slopes into the fertile plains of the Jordan Valley. Being placed in quarantine, my mind has been drawn to this holy site and to the Greek Orthodox monastery there, which I have visited several times, a powerful sign in the strange global experience of a coronavirus-controlled Lent. For many, especially those who feel most acutely the denial of public worship at this time, this will have been a depressing Lent, a type of a Lent of denial unknown to us. And for some, the language of apocalypse has become attractive. How much more than ever, do we need to pay attention to the Gospel reading of the raising of Lazarus. It is highly likely that Lazarus was afflicted by an ancient version of a pandemic, leprosy. All over medieval Europe, there were hospitals or hospices referred to as Lazar houses. These were for lepers. A notable one, made famous by the artist Matthias Grunewald, was the leper house at Isenheim. For the high altar of the chapel there, Grunewald painted a magnificent altarpiece, a triptych, which, when closed for the season of Lent, showed a crucified Christ bearing the afflictions that would be identified by the lepers of that house. The Christ, graphically pockmarked, is a Christ who is with the sufferers, and in his glory is identified not by detachment, but by engagement. This is surely the Christ that we celebrate at Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. So an emotional Christ attends the grave of his friend Lazarus. The air is filled with expectation and anticipation, and the smell of a decomposing body. Jesus weeps as he experiences the loss of his friend. He is disturbed, disturbed by loss, disturbed by faithlessness, disturbed by the cynicism of some of the crowd that had gathered, disturbed, perhaps, by the enormity of what he knew would be demanded of him. Jesus calls forth his friend from the linen bonds in which he was wrapped and from the bonds of death with which Lazarus had been enshrouded. Here is a glimpse of what is to come. The dead raised to life. This is not unique in Scripture, but this particular example is so close to the death of Christ and his resurrection that it becomes for us a symbol of new and renewed life in the company of Christ. As he emerges from the tomb, Jesus utters the words that apply to each one of us who believes, words that this Lent, more than ever before, apply to us. Unbind him and let him go. In a world constrained by strains of virus, with public life constricted by human restrictions, these words should ring in our ears and rejoice our hearts. Unbind him and let him go. Amen. Please remember to look at our St. Paul's Anglican Church Athens website and our Facebook for a short morning service. And if you have any prayer requests, please send them to me by email, anglican@otenet.gr, and I will pray each morning with your petitions. God bless you all.